Okay, today's daf is not Ches. We're down on the bottom of Nazainama base. we had in the Mishnah that an Arusa is not supposed to eat, if she's an Arusa to a Kohen, she doesn't eat Truma.
On the Smecha.
Ula said yesterday that the reason why she doesn't eat Truma is because a gzeira that she might get some truma from her hubby and share it, because she's living at home still, she'll share it with her siblings and they're not kohen and they'll end up eating truma. So that was Ula. Then we're up to Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yehuda, five lines from the bottom. Yeah? Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yehuda Omar, it's Mishum Simpun. It's no, the problem is that he might find some mum because he's only done Erisin, he hasn't been that close to her, so there might be, she might have a mum that he doesn't know about yet, and he'll find out the mum later and he'll go, nothing doing, I'm returning the damaged goods to the shop, and therefore the whole thing is a mekachtos and the marriage wasn't chal, so she never had a right to eat truma in the first place, and therefore that's why she doesn't eat truma now until we're sure that everything's going to be okay. It's very the Gemara Yehachi, if it's because of that, is nichtas al chuppah v'lenivul anami, then it shouldn't just be until she goes to the chuppah. Even if she goes to the chuppah, until they have intimacy, he doesn't get a chance to check out any mumin. So she also shouldn't eat truma yet. So the Gemara answers, no. Hasam ivduk barikle. Once he gets to nisuin, that means what? That means he made the surah, he paid lots of money, so he wouldn't do that without checking first.
Well, who had the whole thing about tainus psulin?
Not Pesulim.
He's going to come back and say...
Not Pesulim. He's talking about Mum, Stam, which is...
Maybe that's the Mum which he'll find until he has intimacy. What other Mum are you talking about? He's going to find that she has only one leg.
She has a big wart.
You never noticed?
She's got a big wart on her body somewhere. I don't know. Whatever. She's deformed. She's got...
And that will puzzle her from eating truma?
No, that means it's a mekachtos.
That he's not interested in her.
Yeah, so he says, "Oh, sorry, I didn't want to marry such a scared person, and therefore the whole thing was as a chal." So that should apply until there's bia. Why until chuppah? So the Gemara answers that when there's a chuppah, but by the time he goes to the chuppah, he checks it out. How does he check it out? He gets his sister.
He asks the shadchan.
Yeah, the shadchan. He asks the mikveh lady, somebody to check out for him. V'hadam ma'ayil, and then he does the chuppah. V'hadi gemara elamayata ibazoi eved koyin shalachem yisrael. What about an eved? An eved is also eats truma. An eved knani who belongs to a koyin eats truma. So when a koyin buys an eved from a yisrael, lo lechul b'truma, he shouldn't be allowed to eat truma. Bechlal, Mishum Simpun, because you might find a mum on him. And then it's Mekachtos, and he doesn't really belong to the Kohen.
Eved, what would you make that you check him out thoroughly before you buy him?
Oh, Freddy, Gemara, Simpun, Bavodim Lekha. So the Gemara answers because there's no such thing as you might find a hidden mum by an Eved. What sort of mum are you talking about? The Idah, bro, if it's an external mum, yeah, he's got three noses. He'll see it before he buys. So some of a kibble, he bought it and he was happy with it. The Ida Gavoi, if it's a mum somewhere on his body in a venik, is Lemlochkaboy. He's supposed to work. What does he care if he's got a big wart on his backside he's working. He's not interested in what's going on with Seser. So what could be wrong? Nimtza Ganavai Kubustus. It could turn out that he's a gunner for the kidnapper. Is he gioi? That's not a mekachtos. That's normal because most avorim are ganovim and kidnappers. So he can't claim mekachtos because, it turns out the Yevid was a gunner. Yeah? You should expect that. Mayika, what could be that he didn't expect? List him mizuyin. To be a gunner stam, he should expect. To be an armed robber, Ned Kelly, that he can say, hang on, I didn't expect that. Oy, Muchtav Lamalchus, so it turns out that he was, the king had made a decree, has put a price on his head, that he's basically worthless now, yeah, the king, not a chattel, he did say, so he was married with Malchus, and the king decided that he has to be killed, yeah, so those ones that you're going to say, that's what he might find, Hanu Kala Islahu, those things are so public, and the information is readily available, that we're not worried that he's going to find out later and say Mekach Tos.
I want to poster up in the street.
Yeah, so therefore, right, so therefore for an Eved, we're not worried that he's going to find later a Simpun, and that, and therefore we don't want him to eat Truma, and therefore he can eat Truma now.
Immediately.
Well, there is no time. There's no later.
No Edison,
there's no later. He's not going to check out his... for a moment, he's not going to check anywhere later. So that's it. So he can eat Truma. Okay, so there's two opinions here. Why doesn't an Arusa eat Truma? Ula's opinion is because she might give it to her siblings. And Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda's opinion is because he might find a mum. So the Gemara is asking, Michti ben lamar ben lamar la yachla. Okay, so the poel, they both agree that she doesn't eat Truma. Is my benai, what will be a practical nafkimina between these two possible reasons? Will be Ika benayul, kibel mosav holach. So there's three things. Kibel means that the husband accepted upon himself simpunim. So he says, Haray amakudeshesli, al manas that I accept whatever faults you got, warts and all, literally.
Oh, well said.
Yeah. So then he can't later on taine mekachtos. Similarly, mosar means when he handed. So in that case, there's no worry about simple, but there could still be a worry she'll give it to her brother and her sister. Yeah, mosar means he handed over. The father handed her over to the shluchim mosar. Yeah, or holchu shluchi avim shluchi habal. So she's on the way. Once she's on the way, there's no chashash that she'll give it to her siblings anymore because she's not living at home. But there could still be an issue of simple. So those will be the differences between these two opinions. Okay.
And what's the halach?
Halach, there's two things. We had before, Mosar ha'av l'shluchi ha'baal, and the other one was halchul shluchi ha'avim shluchi ha'baal. They were sort of going together. Okay, but the point of both of those is that she's not at home anymore, so there's no issue of giving it to her siblings. Okay, Vaiter says the Gemara, that's what I've said in the Mishnah, so he has to give her food after 12 months if they didn't marry. And what if he's a Kohen? She's allowed to eat Truma now. Is Reb Tarfon Emer Noisim Lahakol Truma? Reb Tarfon says he can give her the whole lot Truma. And what's she going to do when she's Tama? She's going to have to sort it out herself. She'll have to sell it, whatever. Yeah? And Rabbi Akiva said, it was Rabbi Akiva, wasn't it? Rabbi Akiva said he has to give 50-50. He has to give half chulin and half truma, so that she has what to eat.
Because truma is a cheaper price in the market. She can't.
Yeah. So when she's tummy,
sustain herself with it. So
yeah. So there's different reasons why, but he has to give her chulin to eat when she's tummy. Yeah. No, he can't give her truma and say
only
you sort of.
Can't give her only truma.
No, he has to give her.
Give us, but he can give some truma.
Yeah, half and half. Yeah. Half. So when she's tummy, she'll eat the truma. When she's tummy, she'll eat the chulin. It's Amar Abay. The machloikus is bebas koyin lekoyin. The machloikus about whether he can give her all truma and tell her, you fend for yourself, you go and sell it. Yeah, you go on the truma market. No, you go on the truma market and sell it there. Yeah. And that machloikis is only if she's a baskoyin. Yeah, because what's happening over here?
She's eating truma anyway.
She's eating truma anyway, but she's used to eating truma.
So she knows all the ins and outs.
And she knows the ins and outs. So therefore, he give her truma and she'll do what she did till now as a baskoyin. Of her Bas Yisrael, but if she's not used to it, she's Bas Yisrael, so she's never had Truma before in her life. Yeah, so she doesn't know what to do with it. You'll give her Truma, she's going to go, what, I have to go and sell it? What do I do? Where do I go? How do I do it? Is then, and also her father is also Yisrael. Yeah, and remember, the Poyos is still living at home.
Yeah,
so he's sending her Truma. So therefore, what are we saying? That is, that if she's at home, and her father's a Koyin, so he'll add it to the truma stock. He'll go and sell it together with other truma that he's selling. He knows what to do. But if she's a Bas Yisrael, she doesn't know what to do, and even her father doesn't know what to do because he's not a kohen either. And therefore, divrei hakol, even a tarfon will be made the mechza chulin, the mechza truma, that he has to give her some chulin, so she shouldn't have to worry about how to go and sell it, etc. That is number one that Abaya said. Then ve'omer Abaya, a second prat Abaya said.
The wait is more.
The machlokes is barusa. This argument is only when she's an Arusa. So when she's this whole discussion is when she's an Arusa, so she's still in her father's house, and therefore, if she's a Baskoyan, he can give her Truma, because her father will help her. Her father will go and sell it, and he knows what to do, because he's a Koyan. Avo Benesua, but when she's a what when she's in a suwa. So then what happens?
Suwa means after chuppah, or it means after
no, marriage? She's married. So the situation was. Yeah, it's a different situation. She's not living with him. Sometimes after nesuin, he put her in a separate house, and she only comes to visit her on Mondays and Thursdays, and when there's a full moon.
Okay, maybe he has a wife in every port, like a good sailor.
Right, wife in every port. So therefore, but she's not with her father anymore. Yeah. So then, even if she's a baskoyin, divrei hakol mechtachul mechtatruma, because it's not her rinyan to go out selling stuff in the market, and therefore, if she's on her own, he has to also give her a chulin so she'll have what to eat, what she's told me, without having to worry about it.
Is there such a lesson that the Bnei Yisrael love Yatsonius or something like that? Yeah,
it says that Leah was a Yatsonius. Leah was a Yatsonius, like her mother, who was a Tetzei Leah Likrosa. Now, Rashi brings over here called Kvudu Basmelech Pnimo somewhere. Yeah. So because called Kvudu Basmelech Pnimo,
they don't go out in the market.
And her father's not there to help her, so therefore you have to give her chulin. Yeah, so those are the two things Abaye said. It says the Gemara Tana Nami Hochi. We found a Brisa that tells us that Abaye is exactly right. What's the Brisa say? Reb Tarfon Emer Nesim Lahakol Truma, like the Mishnah. Reb Tarfon says he gives her all Truma. Reb Akiva Emer Mechza Chulin Emer Mechza Truma. Bamed Dvarim Amorim. This is not in the Mishnah. This is what Abaye said.
Reb Tarfon was a
Kohen,
wasn't he?
He was. That's
so
right.
He's
for him
to say.
That's right. Exactly right. Bamed Dvarim
Amorim. He knows his name is God Poshim. So he grew up with it.
Yeah. When is it that he gives mech, that he's allowed to give all truma? That Rab Tarfon says he give all truma when she's a bas koyin. Of a bas yisrael lekoyin, but if she's a bas yisrael, divrei hakol mech tachulin and mech truma, so she shouldn't have to work out how to sell it, and her father also doesn't know how to sell it. And also b'med dvarim amurim ba'arusa. When is it when she's in arusa? Because she's at home with her father. So even a baskoyin, she needs her father to get up, do it for her. Abba bin Asua, but once she's not living at home anymore with her father, divrei hakol mechtachulin and mechtatruma. So that's Rabbi Akiva of Tarfon.
Rabbi Akiva's a ben gedim, he has rachmanis on the posh of the yid. Rabbi Tarfon's a koyin, he's like, give him truma, who cares? I always eat truma, what's the problem?
Okay. Well, then we've got some more opinions. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Eimer, Neistim lashteya deshal truma va'acha shalchulin. He's got to give her double as much truma as chulin. Why? Because truma is cheaper, and she's going to have to sell it. Yeah. So therefore, you have to give her twice as much. So when she sells it, she'll end up with enough food, same as when she had chulin when she's toher. Yeah. That's right. So that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Stam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda emer neisim lahakol truma, that he gives her the whole lot truma. V'him echeres v'lekeches bedamim chulin. And she goes and takes, she sells it, and she takes the money with chulin.
Does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, that she has to increase the value of the truma?
Oh, so what's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda says he has to give her enough truma that if she would buy, she would have enough. But she has to go and sell it, Lepoil. So that's the difference. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that...
Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says you still got to give her some chulin.
Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tarfon says you can give her the whole lot truma, even though when she sells the half, she's going to end up with less than she needs. Really, Bepoil. Because she sells it, she's going to buy chulin, where they're going to end up with less. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not 50-50. It's 50 plus a bit, and it's chulin's a bit, the truma's a bit more. Yeah? So it's 40-60, whatever, because there has to be enough value in the... in the truma, that she can sell it, and end up with as much chulin as she has.
And
other days.
Seder says you give 66.33.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the difference. But she has to go. The difference. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira says that you have to. You have to give her
for every one of chulin. You have to give her two. Of
I mean, Rabbi Yehuda Maseira said. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira said, you have to give her
2-1 ratio.
Yeah. But he says you have to give her some chulin. Yeah, you can give her most of the truma, you have to give her some chulin. And Rabbi Yehuda says you could give her all truma, but you have to give her enough so that when she sells it, she'll end up with enough. Yeah, so that's the difference. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lemer, Kol Malkav Shuska Truma, Naisin Loki Flying V'chulin. Whenever we mention that she's giving her truma, he has to give her double the truma as the chulin. Now that sounds the same as Rabbi Yehuda Maseira. Yeah, because they both say double. Yeah, 66, what do you call it? 66.33. is my benai. So the question is, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? The difference is Ika benai tircha. Who has to bother and sell it? Yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, the last two. Rabbi Yehuda says that he gives her. Shruma, and she has to bother going and selling it. Shruma Gamliel says, no, he has to go and bother and sell it. Yeah, so there's two issues over here. How much does he have to give her? And who has to go and sell it? Does he have to give it altogether, or he can let her sell it? Yeah? So those are the four opinions. Rabbi Tarfon says he can give her everything. Rabbi Akiva says 50-50. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, actually five opinions. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said 2-1 ratio. Rabbi Yehuda said just enough so that it'll be equal, but she has to go and sell it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said also 2-1, but she has to sell it, not him. Yeah. Okay. Hayavim ene machu betruma. Then we said in the Mishnah that a brother-in-law does not give. So zakuk le yavim does not eat truma.
If the yavim is a kohen and she's a bas yisrael, right? That's what you're talking about.
If the yeah.
Okay.
So she was already married to one kohen, and he dropped dead, and now she's got a brother-in-law hanging around the scene.
She has no child on whose smach she can eat truma.
If she had a child, there's no yavim. Yeah. Is my timer. Why can't the Yovim also give her to eat truma? Valkinyan kaspe amarachmona, because it says the acquisition of his money. As long at this point in time, while she's only zokup to him, then she is not his kinyan kaspe. She's her brother's kinyan kesef achiv, and therefore she doesn't eat truma. If it was 6 months ahin and 6 months aher, she doesn't eat truma. If it was 11.9 months with the husband and 0.1 with the Baal, with the Yovim, it is also doesn't need truma. If it was 0.1 with the husband and 11.9 with the Yovim, is also doesn't need truma. It's Fred the Gemara Hashdif Neha Baal Amartaloi, when it was 11.9 with the husband and 1 day with the Yovim. You said no. As if they yavim me boy, if it's the other way around, it's called shikane, it's not kinyas kaspay. But you know, if it was almost made a year with the husband, then that would be better. If it's hardly any with the husband, it's for sure not good. And for the Gemara, you're 100% right. Zuv ain't tzarich lemar zuketani. It is.
It's like an obvious. No need to state that.
Yeah, it's like this, and needless to say, like, and then you say it.
As
people do. People say things and they go, needless to say, and then they say it. So it was said. Okay, then the Mishnah concluded, Zu Mishnah Rishona. All of this debate, mit Rabbi Akiva, mit Rabbi Tarfon, mit the Yovim, mit the Dos, that is all the Mishnah Rishona. After 12 months, the whole idea that after 12 months she can have Truma is only the Mishnah Rishona. That was what it used to be in the good old days. But then they made a Mishnah Shnia. Yeah? Chazru, what does it go? Bezin Shalacharei and Amru came later. Bezin, they said, you know what? Forget it. Eina Isha Echelas Petruma Ashad Kanas Techupa. Even after 12 months, we're not giving her Truma. Yeah? Too complicated. Yeah? So originally they said, yeah, we'll give her Truma after 12 months. And then they said, no. For Edi Gemara, my timer. Why did they say no? Why did they change their mind? Is Amar Ula v. Temer Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Interesting to see that Ula and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda were the two who argued before. Yeah.
And about, now quoting the opinion, it could be either.
And now it's one or the other. So yeah, and that's Bediuk, yeah? So before we were talking about, and according to Mishnah Rishayna, why didn't she eat it when she was within the 12 months? And now we're saying, what's the reason why, according to the second, to Mishnah Achrayna, she doesn't eat it even after 12 months, yeah? So it's subtly different. So here we have Ula, Adar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, and there's Mishum Simpul, that it's Mitzad, because he might still, because it's,
before,
even
before
though it's,
wasn't concerned to
see even though before. It's after 12 months, even though it's after 12 months, the Kol Zman, she hasn't been Nichneses L'chupa yet, there's still an issue of Simpul. So the Gemara says, you know what, this makes perfect sense. Bishlam Ula, according to Ula, it makes perfect sense. Kamaisa, It means in Mishnah Rishayna, when they were talking about within the 12 months, which is in Arusa, is Shema Yimzigul Lakosav Esavio. So at that point they said till 12 months when she's living at home, then she will worry she'll give it to her brother and sister. And then after 12 months now, what's the problem when she's not at home anymore? Because of Simpun. So Ula would make perfect sense if he was the guy who said Simpun after 12 months. Or Basraisa Mishum Simpun. So therefore, before the 12 months, it was because of feeding. So there's two reasons, and he uses one for each case. And afterwards, when the Shema Yimzugu doesn't apply anymore, the Simpun does apply. Erla Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he said, Kamaisa Mishum Simpun. He already said that, what's the reason why she doesn't eat it within the 12 months when she's in Arusa?
Still might find
a because you might find a mum. And Basraisa, now you're telling me that they changed their mind, and they said that after 12 months, also Mishum Simpun, it's the same thing. So what's going on here? It's my benayu. So why would they change their mind? How come first, if they were worried about Simpun and Mishnah Rishayna, why did they ever think that after 12 months she could have Truma? And if they weren't worried about Simpun, then why do they think after 12 months suddenly they are worried about Simpun? What's changed between less than 12 months and more than 12 months? Kol Zman she hasn't been in there. Beduka. She's not Beduka, as you say. So what's so what did they change their mind? So the Gemara says, Bedikas Ika Benayu Bedikas Chutz. They changed their mind on what they thought regarding an external searching. Mar Sava Bedikas Chutz Shma Bedika. In Mishnah Rishayna we thought that external Bedika is going to be good enough. Yeah, so therefore, he doesn't need to have intimacy. All he needs is that if he's going to have the Sudas Chasana, then what? And he's about to spend the money, so he's a bit more careful. When he first had Erisin, he probably didn't even look at her. Yeah, and when they're now doing the suing, so he looks at her. So he does a superficial check, yeah, but he still doesn't know about what's going on underneath, yeah? So according to the Mishnah Rishonah, that's good enough that we're not worried about Simpun anymore. According to the Mishnah Achrayna, no. That even when he just checks externally in order to make the Suda, that's still not good enough. And we're not allowed to give a Truma until he has the chance for a Bedikas detail.
And that's a Bedikas Pnim.
No, I wasn't going to say Bedikas Pnim. A Bedika, a detailed.
Talking about Bedikas Chutz, so it's the opposite.
Yeah, Bedikas. Bedikas detail, yeah. Bedikas loer haner earlier baser. Okay. Says the Mishnah Vayter Hamakdish Maisi Da Ishtoi. Now a new thing. Someone comes. So we said that a husband, is entitled to his wife's wages, yeah. Or any work that she did, he gets the benefit, and she has to do certain, yeah. So she has to work, and he gets the benefit. So what happens if he decides he wants to make it hektish, yeah? So l'chayra, it's his, yeah? So l'chayra, you would say it's his, and therefore he could be makdish it. Says the Mishnah, nope, harezu oisev oichelas. She can still, we're going to explain the Gemara, but he cannot be makdish her maisiya deha, even though we said he's entitled to it, he can't be makdish it. And therefore, she can keep working and she could eat
the benefits.
Hamoisar, what about Lefter extra ma'isidayim. We're going to say in the Gemara that we're misakin how much work she has to do. Yeah, she has to do a certain amount of work. If she works overtime and earns more money, is then generally. So then the question is that his or hers also? We're going to discuss in the Gemara. Is now we have machlokes, Rav Meir, Remer, Hektish. Rav Meir says that is his. Well, it's his. If you say he can be makdish, it must be that he's entitled to it. And Rabbi Yechon Sandler, Remer, Chulin, no, that's not. He's not entitled to it. He can't be makdish. Okay, we're going to discuss this whole thing in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rab. Yechayla isha loyma lebayla eini nizoynes veina oisa. So first rule. So according to Rav, and Rav Huna in the name of Rav, a woman is allowed to say, so the Takanas Chachamim was that a husband has to provide food for his wife, and she, when she works, he gets the wages. Yeah? So therefore, if she says, I don't want you to give me food, and I don't want to work either, yeah, I'll manage on my own.
What does she want to be sustained?
From her share portfolio. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah? she'll go and eat at kiddushim. She does. She's not working, and she's not. And he doesn't. She says, "You're not responsible for my mizaynus, but I'm not working for you either." So she's allowed to say it. Why is she allowed to say it? Kesavar, because Rav holds kitakina rabbanan mizayni. Kitakina rabbanan mizayni was ikar. When the Chachamim made this whole trade-off takana, when they had the enterprise bargaining agreement, the main takana was for her. That the Chachamim were worried that the husband should be rechuyev to give mizaynus to his wife. So it's her takana. I, Maisi Adel, why did they then say that her Maisi Adayim go to him? Mishumeva, just that he shouldn't get broigus, because he's saying,
I spend
all the money on you, and you sit there and don't do anything. So therefore, they said, you know what? When she works, you'll get the money. So there's a trade-off. Yeah? But it's mainly for her benefit, because most women wouldn't have mizaynus without the husband looking after them. V'chi omra ein mizaynus. Therefore, it's for her benefit. If she says, I don't want this gzeira, this takana, I don't want you to feed me, ve'ein oisan there, and I don't want to work, is her shus biyada, so it's up to her. So that's what Rav said. Now, meisavei, first kasha is, derish to kasha is, tiknu mizaynus, we said, tiknu mizaynus tachas ma'asi yadeha. The lashon was that they were misakin the food in exchange for ma'asi yadeha. So that's mashma, that ma'asi yadeha was already a tikana. And then they were misakin that because she's doing ma'asi yadayim for him, therefore he has to give her a mizaynus. So it's mashma the opposite of Rav. Yeah, it's mashma that the ikar was the ma'asi yadeha. And the mizaynus was only a trade-off. Says the Gemara, just change, no problem, just change the words around. And make it tikna ma'asi yadeha tachas mizaynus. That mizaynus was there already as the ikar takana.
So
and then
nothing, just the focus.
Yeah, well, what's the ikar? And therefore, who's allowed to decide whether to delete that clause or not? Is it him or her? So therefore, you have to make the word sound like it's her if you want it to be her. Yeah? So we say the main takana is a clause for her benefit that he has to give mizaynus. If she wants to delete that clause and say, I don't want the mizaynus and I don't want to give the ma'asi yadayim, then she can. Okay, now that Rav has said this and we've got rid of the Eresh Tekasha, now maybe we can say that our Mishnah will be a proof for him. Lema Messiah, should we? Let's look at our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah a proof that Rav is correct? What did the Mishnah say? Hamakdish Maisir De Ishto. Someone who tries to make Hektish the fruits of his wife's labor. Harehi Oisav Echelas. She keeps eating it. Yeah? Is my love. In other words, he can't make her stuff. He can't make her Maisi Adayim Hektish. Is my love. But Nizonis. What's the pshat Nizonis over here? Nizonis doesn't mean that he is feeding her. If he is feeding her, then he gets the Maisi Adayim. What we mean is that he is able to feed her. She was eligible for this benefit, and she didn't want it. Yeah, so what's the matzav in the Mishnah where the husband doesn't get the Maisi Adayim is where he could have given her mizaynus, but she said, I don't want it. So then the Maisi Adayim are not his, and therefore he can't be makdish it. Yeah, so that's mashma that it's up to her. He is all set to give her mizaynus, and she says, I don't want it. And she's allowed to do that. Yeah, so we're trying to say it's a proof to Rav. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, I will tell you that our Mishnah is talking about Mishain and Nizainus. Our Mishnah is talking about which is not being fed because he hasn't got any food to give her. He's the guy who's got no money. He's poor. Yeah? So because he hasn't got what to give her, so then, of course, he doesn't give her anything and then she doesn't
it's
have to
a
give.
Choice.
Well, it's not a choice. There is no choice.
No, that's the whole point.
In the Havamina, we're trying to bring a raya for Rav that it's her choice. So the Gemara says, we're not talking about whether there's a choice. We're talking about whether there's no choice. When there's no choice, there is no mizonis, then there's no Maisi Adayim. So the Gemara says, Ibishen and Mizonis, if we're talking about where there's no choice, because the Poshet hasn't got any mizonis to give her, is Ma'al Memra. What's the Chiddush? Of course, if he's so poor, he hasn't got mizonis, then he can't give her. Then of course, he can't claim her Maisi Adayim. So the Gemara says, this is another question. Ma'al Memra, what's the Chiddush? Afil Aman Damar Yochal Rav Leimer Le'Evid. I say, even we have a machlokes about an Evid. Can the master say to the slave, you have to keep working because you're the slave, and I'm not giving you food? It's not very nice, but if he says it to him, he can do that, even according to one opinion. But that's only because it's an evikhnani, the like be imoch. He doesn't say he's with you. He's your slave, so you want to treat him badly. Technically, you're allowed to. Aval eved ivri, d'chsiv be'imach, by an eved ivri, it says that is v'cheyachicha imach, whatever the loshen is over there. No, that was about the poor guy. There's a loshen there, imach. The pasuk that says imach is, let's have a look on the side. Oh, kitoiv lo imach, I'm sorry. Yeah, lo yeitzeme imach, kitoiv lo imach. Yeah, that's the pasuk. So it says that he's with you. If he's with you, loy, you can't tell him he has to work and you're not giving him any lunch. Yeah? The kol shekein ishtai. How much more so the wife? You can't tell her to work and you're not giving her any lunch. Yeah? So therefore, my lememra, what's the chiddush that if he's not giving her any lunch, she doesn't have to work for him? You don't need that. If that's what the Bryce is telling you, or that's what the Mishnah is telling you, then you don't need it. So the Gemara says, you're right. That is taka obvious. But seifa it's trichalei. It's the Mishnah who said that harezo eitzav v'chelas, that's obvious, but the chiddush is the next part. The next part is, what about the moiser? The Mishnah wants to tell you, what happens if she works extra? Rav Meir, Reimer, is hektish, and Rav Bechon Asandlar, Amar Chulin. So they now argue, what about, because the moiser is not corresponding to the food, so therefore there's a machlokes, even if he doesn't give her lunch, he still might be entitled to the extra work, the overtime. Why? Because we're going to say that overtime is in exchange for something else in a second. Yeah. A pliga de Resh Lakish, and they who say this, they argue with Resh Lakish. Dom Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish just says, Loi Tema, don't think, Tema de Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir say that he can be Maktish from Ma'as Yadayim? Is Mishum de Kesavar Adam Maktish Dova Shaloi Ba La Olam? That he can be Makdish her future work, which doesn't exist yet.
Don't think that.
Ella time of the Rav Meir, the reason of Rav Meir is because he can force her to work for him, is therefore Nasa, it is if it's not a Davish Labala Elam because he's being Makdish her hands. Yeah? And they are a Davish Labala Elam, her hands exist. And because he can force her hands to do the work, therefore he can be makdish the fruits of her hands. Fred the Gemara, what do you mean? It's as if he said that. He didn't say that. If he would have said that, okay. But he didn't say it, so it's a davar shelo bala ola. So Resh Lakish will tell you, since we know that Rav Meir holds, a person doesn't say things for nothing. This is an erechin. If a person says, erech a baby less than ben chodesh, a lie. Yeah? So an erechin, it goes according to the age. The Torah prescribes how much you have to give according to the age. So he knows that under ben chodesh, there is no erech. So when a person says, erech newborn baby, a lie, he knows that there isn't any such thing as an erech. So what does he mean? He's not just saying stam dvarim betalim. He means the value, monetary value. Gomer oimel l'shem domim. Why? Because a person doesn't say things that's just rubbish. He might use the wrong words, but he means something. Yeah. So here also, when he says that he's makdish ma'aseh de ishtoi, he knows you can't be makdish something that doesn't exist. Yeah. So what are you telling me? That he just said rubbish? He didn't just say rubbish. He meant in an oifen that works.
Command of her work.
He means it in an oifen that it works. It's nasa ka'imala yikach yadayach le'sayim. Yeah. So that's all. So we're not finished yet with the question that we want to ask yet. V'savar Rav Meir. So that's what Rav Meir is holding. Okay, so that's what Resh Lakish says, that Rav Meir is saying that a person cannot be makdish something shaloi bala olam. And why does it work? Because he's makdish her hands. Yeah. Now the Gemara says back to Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish, you're telling me that Rav Meir holds a person cannot be makdish adavash shaloi bala olam.
Well, v'savar. This all to have a minute that Resh Lakish says, don't say this. Don't.
That's right. Don't say that he holds you can be makdish adavash shaloi bala olam.
This is all the machlokes.
Why should you not say it? Because he holds that you cannot be makdish adavash shaloi bala olam. Yeah. If you're telling me don't say it, that means what? But say what? Say the opposite. Yeah. That Rav Meir holds that you cannot be makdish. So now the Gemara says, devil's advocate, to Reish Lakish. The sovereign of Meir, ain't that a matter of Tavash Lakish? Rav Meir, you're telling me, Reish Lakish, that Rav Meir Taka doesn't hold Yikim Makh Tavash Lebel Oilam, but Tanya, and then a Brysa. Ha'ema le'isha hare, I'm a Kodesh, as Nila Achish as Gayer, Lachish at his Gayri, Lachish as Tachreir, Lachish at his Tachreri. He says to her, I'm marrying you. He's not Jewish. He says, when I convert, then I'll marry you. Or she's not Jewish. He says, when you convert, I'll marry you. Or she's a slave, and or he's a slave after I'm free. Or she's a slave after you're free. Lachashyam was bailech, she's married. He says to her, after I kill your husband, I'll marry you. Oisha Thomas Achaisech, or he's married to the city, or if you're not married. Or even a divorcee. He has to wait for her to die. Or to kill her, yeah. So then he says, then Lachashachas Lachavimech, or she's a cook to somebody, a Yavim. And he says, after you do Chalitza, then I'll marry you. Is Rav Meir Reim Mekudeshes? So Rav Meir there says Mekudeshes.
If he's a goy, how can he make such a statement?
It's a Davash Lobal Oilam. Well, if you could be Makdish Davash Lobal Oilam, then it would. Rav Meir says Mekudeshes. So Reish Lakish will say back to you, you're right. Rav Meir definitely holds that a person could be Makdish Davash Lobal Oilam. But what I'm telling you is, Me'ahi Ein, yeah, from that Mishnah, definitely you can prove it. But Me'hal Lekala Mishnah, you know. Reish Lakish is saying you cannot say it's a Raya from the case of the Moisar, yeah, where Rabbi Meir said the Moisar, if he's Makdish, the Moisar is Hekdish. That is not because of the reason of Adam Makdish Tavash Labala Ulam, but it's because he's able to force her to do the Maisi Adayim. So that was what Reish Lakish said, which disagrees with whoever was before. Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna Marav says that she's able to say it's my takana, I don't want it, and he says Yachal Akoifa. I'm not sure I explained that properly before. Yeah, when we said Pligud the Reish Lakish, we're going back on Rav. Rav said a woman, it's her benefit; she can decide I don't want it, and Reish Lakish says no, because she Yachal Akoifa Lamasya Deha. That's why it's hektish. Yeah. Okay. Let's finish off the page. Hamoisar. Now, what about if she does extra overtime work? Rameir Emer Hektish. Is Emer's Kaddish? What are you talking about? When is it Kaddish? What sort of overtime? Is Ravishmol Dar Mitzavayu Moisar La Achamisa Kaddish? What we're talking about is when is it Kaddish? After she dies. Why is it Kaddish then? Because he inherits it. What's Pshat Moisar? She did extra work. She's got a savings account. What does she do with the extra money? She puts it in the bank. Yeah? When she dies, he inherits. So that belongs to him. So therefore, he can be makdish it. When will that hektish be chal? After she's dead and he takes over her bank account. No, kodesh. Even when he's alive, if she's makdish her bank account, it's kodesh. So what's the mechlekes? It's Havi Barav Papa. Rav Papa was discussing in this. But my, what are we talking about? What's the situation? Ilem b'malam mezoinus. If he gives her, so it's in the Ksuba that Mizoinus Tachas Masya Deha. Then there was another takana that they made, that aside from Mizoinus, he gives her pocket money, a ma a week allowance, and that is for the overtime. Yeah? In exchange for that is overtime. So, if he is giving her food, lunch, and he gives her pocket money for whatever she wants also. Yeah, so that means the moiser belongs to him because that was a trade-off. It's my time at the mandam alachamisa kodesh. Why does it have to wait until she's dead? If he's given her the pocket money, then he's entitled to the moiser straight away. So he should be able to maktish it. Must be he doesn't give her lunch and he doesn't give her pocket money. As if that's the case, my time at the mandam mechayim kodesh. So why would the other guy say that it is? Why would Rav Barahava say that it's chal now? It's not his. So the Gemara answers, La'ilam b'malam mezoinus ve'enam alam okes of the tzorcha. So it must be that it's one and one. He gives her lunch, he doesn't give her pocket money. So the question is, which one goes opposite which? Rav Shmuel Savri tiknam mezoinus tachas masya deha. They hold the trade-off is lunch goes for the normal wages, and mo kesef is tachas moisa. The pocket money is corresponding to the overtime. Since he's not giving her pocket money, therefore the overtime still belongs to her. He can't be makdish it until she's dead and he inherits it. He says the other way around. Lunch is instead of the overtime, and more kesef is tachas masiyat deha, and the pocket money corresponds to her work. The cave in the kayov la mezoina, And since he's giving her lunch, Moser did they have it. So he gets to have it. All right, we'll leave it over here, even though we're in the middle still.